Hello, I'm Christy Duncan, founder of Women in Payments, a global network that connects, inspires, and champions women across the global payments industry. Welcome to the My Career in Six podcast, where each week we sit down with an inspiring woman leader from around the world of payments and listen as she shares unique career insights in just 6 minutes. Before we begin, I'd like to thank our sponsors for their continued support. With your help, we can go further, faster.
Hello, I am Gabby Ackman, Business Development Director at Women in Payments, and I'm delighted today to be chatting with Dana Brunt, Global Head of Digital Customer Channels at Swift, based in Belgium. Welcome, Dana. Perhaps you could start with a couple of words of introduction.
As you introduced me, I'm Dana. I'm based in Belgium. I'm also Belgian as a background, Flemish speaking. I am at Swift now for 16 years, and previously to that, I was working at the Bank of New York, also in Brussels. My background is history, so I have a major and a master in contemporary history, and I sort of rolled into a career in the financial and technology services.
So interesting. For those in the audience who may be new to My Career in Six, we start with some rapid-fire questions. Just looking for one-word answers here, followed by six more detailed questions. Are you ready, Dana?
I will try to be.
Let's get started. Who or what inspires you?
Time-bound, but overall, I think it's my parents.
Do you attribute your success to luck or hard work?
It's probably a platitude, but it's both. I mean, you need to work hard to get to your goal. So, I mean, talent only gets you that far, but you also need to be lucky. You need to be at the right place at the right time.
Next question. What drives you?
My kids, for one. I'm a single mom of two. They're teenagers right now.
Your favorite quote or motto you live by?
It's the quote of, you know, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
When applying for a new opportunity, what percentage of required attributes do you feel you need to have in order to be confident in your application?
I would not say that I'm yet at, you know, going for it if it's 0.5%, 50%, but definitely more to 80, I guess.
Thank you, Dana. Now that we know a bit more about you, let's move on to the in-depth questions about your journey. What has been your biggest challenge as you climb the ladder in the payments industry?
I think it's over time that you discover that it's the diversity of thinking that, you know, as much as I preach it or, you know, I try to help on that topic of diversity and inclusion, I'm part of that debate as well. And I think that's the strength that I can bring in any job that I did, that I come from a different background, I come from a different skill set. I've learned to question, to listen, to compare. But it's still constantly a reminder of, you know, I am at the right place and I can contribute. And we need that sort of diversity around the table. I kind of need a validation for myself or remind myself that it's the right place and the right industry for me.
What do you feel has been your greatest accomplishment in your career?
Well, I think the part that I'm most proud of is probably what I've achieved the last 2 years. In the midst of COVID, we were on an agile journey at Swift, and in the first year I got to apply to the role of tribe lead, which means that, you know, I had to build a virtual team of 120 people in the midst of COVID that not necessarily worked together, came from three different divisions and started from scratch, you know, with boot camps that were over two time zones because the group is split between Belgium and Kuala Lumpur. Later, you feel that, you know, you've established a mature group, a group that works well together, that, you know, survived that whole difficult period of COVID and then got back in, or tries to go back in normality, but still has to work over two different time zones and keep a very complex environment in mind.
Wonderful, amazing. Is there one thing you would do differently? And if there were one thing, what would it be?
I actually often respond no, because as much as there might be moments in time where you say, if I would have known, I mean, this is part of the learning process. And I think if I would have done things differently in my past, I might not end up where I am today.
How important have your networks and connections been in assisting your career in the payment landscape?
Networking aspect is super important, even though you might not be always the most extrovert person and may not be super comfortable by, you know, getting to know new people or to go there yourself. I think what I've discovered is that I can rely on others and through others meet new people, and, you know, gradually you gain more confidence, and it's what keeps you motivated, I would say, to be in this space, but also to continue growing as well, both as a person as in your career.
As a senior female leader, how have you helped shape the culture of your current business?
I drive very strong on my personal values. I think, you know, if, when you grow in a career, you learn to compromise for sure. I mean, it's not ever black and white when you start your career. But I always speak up when it comes in conflict with my own values. And I might not always win the case, or I might not always, but I feel at least I need to speak up and be true to myself.
What advice would you give to aspiring women professionals in this industry?
Don't overplan your career. And coming back to the box of chocolates, you know, be ready for surprises. And, you know, you never know what comes on your path, and be open to that. It might not always, it doesn't mean you always have to say yes, but at least consider it. Compromises will always be there. But again, if you fundamentally have to change who you are, it's not good.
Thank you for that advice. On that inspiring note, thank you very much, Dana, for sharing your career journey with us. Thank you all for listening. And I encourage you to join us online for the many other episodes of My Career in Six, where we chat with inspirational leaders from around the world of payment.
My Career in Six is produced by Women in Payments. You can learn more about us at womeninpayments.org. You can also sign up to become a member and gain access to our global membership portal, where you'll find the latest industry trends, exciting career opportunities, and so much more, all created by women for women. All of our episodes can be found on many good podcast streaming platforms. And if you really enjoyed today's podcast, please remember to rate and subscribe. It really helps us to get found by others. Thanks for listening.